The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Take this job and shove it.
Get ready to go into business for yourself. The Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda.
Good evening, this is Tom Skarda. And welcome to the Franchise Radio Show on 103.9 Long Island News Radio. We're broadcasting live from MacArthur Airport, which is one of my favorite spots to be as a plane buff and as a pilot and someone who wishes they flew for a living. But I'm in franchising instead. I was going to be a rock star. I said, well, instead of that, maybe I'll be a pilot. Then like, nah, I'll just be a franchise guy. So I'm here tonight, and it's a very special show. I have a co-host, John Santo, who's a comedian and an impersonator, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We also have a guest caller tonight. We have Mr. Ken McAllister from My Salon Suites calling us from New Orleans, Louisiana. And My Salon Suites is an awesome concept that is kind of unknown. You wouldn't really know it even if you were in it. And the salon suite concept, we're going to talk a lot about this, is a place where it's almost like a flea market of salon folks, people who cut hair, also people that in that same place will rent out spots that do massage or waxing or anything that has to do with beauty and health. And it's an awesome concept. We're going to talk about that in depth tonight with Ken McAllister, the CEO. And I wanted to talk to John and see if he has anybody in the wings waiting to talk to us here tonight. How you doing, John? Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, this is great. A famous Long Island comedian. I'm blessed to be in his presence. This is an honor.
Thank you.
So we're talking about some old radio personalities from days gone by.
Yep.
And you said you might bring one of those guys into the studio tonight.
Well, I just might bring in Casey Kasem, the king of radio, Casey Kasem.
You know, that brings me back to when I was a kid. Casey Kasem used to do the Top 40, which you could hear on satellite radio on the weekends. They go back and oh my God, it reminds me of when I was a kid. But yeah, Casey, man, he's a man.
He was, and this is the number one franchise radio show in the world.
That's awesome. And there are quite a few franchise radio shows, but they're all kind of blog radio and not terrestrial radio, as we call it. But this is it's a great it's a great time to be in business. We got a lot of great things going on in the business world. The new administration is really supporting small business and starting franchises. And I don't know if you've heard from the president of the United States, Mr. Trump.
Well, it's actually terrific what we're doing for small business, and we're doing very well. We're helping the small businesses to do business and grow and not be small, be big, be really big. Huge business.
Bigly
business. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be so good.
And also I have my sidekick, my wife, Gina Skarda, with us tonight. Hello, Gina.
Hello, everyone.
I being from Brooklyn, I have to drop off my A and replace it with an ER, so it's Gina. And if you
That's true.
If your name is Lisa, it's Lisa, like my cousin Lisa. But yeah, I'm really excited about the stuff that Mr. Trump is doing for small business, and I was hoping that I could have Mr. Trump on the radio, and here he is tonight. I'm so lucky to have him.
Thanks, Tom. It's great to be here. It really is fantastic, and I love what we're doing for business. We're going to cut taxes. We're going to do very well. It's going to be terrific. The next 4 years, 8 years, terrific.
But just for future reference, it's President Trump.
Mr. President, what did I say?
Mr. Trump.
That's okay. You can call me Donald. It doesn't matter. I just He's just great to be here.
He's not the kind of guy that would let it go to his head.
No.
You don't have to call him president.
No.
I'm not here to talk about myself or the huge win I had over Hillary Clinton last November. That's in the past. I just saw something said 306, and what a coincidence. That's how many electoral votes I won last November.
That's awesome. So we're going to have Ken McAllister on in a couple of minutes, and we're going to be talking about one of the most awesome, what we call in the business, semi-absentee franchises, where which means basically you keep your full-time job and you operate this business on the side as you keep your job. And Gina always hates when I say it, but it's 100% semi-absentee.
It doesn't make any sense. 100%. But I do, it's 100% semi-absentee. I love the concept of my salon suite.
Yeah.
It's a really great concept. Just sounds like a perfect opportunity for someone who doesn't want to have to open up a whole brick-and-mortar store.
The clients of the salon suite, yes.
That's
the
what
franchisee
I mean.
Has the brick-and-mortar.
Oh, yes, but I'm talking about the people that you know, they're offering, I feel like they're offering opportunities to people who wouldn't otherwise have those opportunities to open up their own business.
That's exactly, that's the premise. That's the mission that Ken has. So we're going to bring on Ken in about 30 seconds, but really want to thank John Santos for coming on and being on the show, and we're going to do a lot more with John in the future, so we could do more, you know, after tonight, if that's okay with you, you know.
Sounds terrific.
But we'll have you interact with Ken as well. So I'm gonna get Mike to bring Ken on, and Mike the engineer. And we are Ken. Can you hear me, Ken? Can you hear me?
I'm here. I can hear you.
Hey, Ken, it's Tom Scarter. How are you?
Doing great, Tom. How are you doing tonight?
I'm awesome. I'm so happy to have you on the show. This is a long time coming, and just great that you're on. I haven't talked to you since the International Franchise Association in January in Vegas, and I'm so happy to have you here with us tonight.
Thank you so much, and I'm actually just honored. I didn't realize Mr. Trump was going to be on the phone with us, and you know, I just want to shout out to him real quick.
Hello, Ken. It's great to be here with you.
All of this is great support. I mean, he's doing a terrific job.
Yeah, Ken. I'm glad that you're open to having some fun with Mr. Trump tonight, and Mr. Trump might even have a couple of questions for you as we go forward here tonight.
Great on foreign policy.
Okay. Awesome. So I'm really excited, and I had to give a shout out to Chris Neeb, who does your sales for the My Salon Suite concept, and I appreciate everything that he and you are doing for franchising and for the Franchoice team, also in Minneapolis that I work with, as you know. So tell us a little bit about My Salon Suites. What is the concept exactly, Ken?
Well, Gina was on the right path. I'm going to defer to her, so she was definitely on the right path. It's first of all, I thank you. This is a concept that's really an entrepreneur within an entrepreneur. So we take space. Typically, it's not a traditional salon at all. We take space. Anywhere from 4,000 to 8,000, depending on the market location size, and then we can reconfigure it into mini salons, small salons, typically 130 to 150. And Gina was right on the money that it empowers the salon professional, whether it's hair, beauty, nails, makeup, anything in the beauty related industry, to become an instant owner. And she was right on the money that it would take people years, 5, 10, 15 years to save the money. And then overnight, they become an instant owner. So it's an entrepreneur with an entrepreneur concept.
I love that concept. I think it's so great. It's you're helping so many people to become their, you know, in charge of their own lives, which is fantastic.
I think that it's a great way, as Gina said, to help people become entrepreneurs within that ownership model. But the franchisee themselves, is giving that opportunity to local, you know, hairstylists or what have you, Ken. And I think that, you know, one thing I want to talk about is the kind of person you're looking for at My Salon Suites to be the owner of the salon. What does that profile look like?
Well, again, you're right on the money. First of all, the vast majority of our owners are semi-absentee or absentee. So that basically means that if you have full-time jobs, you can still manage this property. Typically, they're and you and Gina are a great couple for this project because it's usually a couple that comes in, both husband and wife participate. And at the same time, they can keep their full-time jobs but manage the property. A single property, you're probably looking at, once it's open, on average about 10 hours a week. Actually, our stores were created over, you know, 70 years ago specifically for my wife and I. And today she runs both of our stores. I think I'm the boss, but in reality, I'm sure there's thousands of people listening that I'm going to say it publicly. She's 100% the boss, Gina. So she's 100% the boss, and she runs our stores. We have two stores in Louisiana, and then we're in the process of adding a third corporate store. But she does, you know, she works about 10 to 20 hours a week, and she can be in Florida. She can be in. She loves to come to New York. She's up in New York a lot. We come back there. Actually, she's from Port Jefferson. So anybody on Port Jefferson, my wife's from that area. So we know that area a little bit.
Yeah.
I had no idea, Ken. That's awesome.
Not too far from here, right where the studio is.
Yeah, we're right near Port Jeff in in
somewhat.
Isolate. Everything in Long Island is 10
it's
minutes away.
Right? It's out there.
Yeah, it's out there. It's out there.
It's 10 minutes away, except for in traffic, where everything is an hour away. But are you guys looking to expand on Long Island itself?
Actually, the answer is yes. We're looking to expand everywhere. Long Island's a great market for it. Really, you got, compared to a major city like Atlanta or, say, Chicago, Long Island's really a suburb of smaller little towns that our model fits perfect into. So we can actually size it to Port Jefferson, Islip, you know, go after the Hamptons. Anywhere along the island, you can size the store to the individual market. So, yes, we're expanding nationally. 2016, I think we were ranked in the top 500. In fact, I know we were. We're top 150 in growth in the country.
Wow.
So
the
company's growing pretty substantial over the last 3 to 4 years.
I like it. And what I like about it is what you bring yourself personally about, you know, you're an engineer by trade. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I am a business engineer. For the 25 years, I've built all kinds of projects around the U.S. and the world, and highways, multi-story buildings, schools, churches, you name it, anything touching the engineering field, I've pretty much done in the last 25 years. So it actually fits what my DNA, when you get into any type of franchising, it's about processes and helping people grow their business. And to me, it's really about networking and how you can help, you know, for every person in our system, we, you know, our goal is to not only help them be 100% successful, but the same thing applies. Our success in our stores are really a function of how we help the people in their, the individual stylists, whether it's a stylist masseuse, that we help them grow their business over the next 1, 3, 5 years, that they're extremely successful.
That's awesome. I also wanted to say that what you bring is that problem-solving, you know, technique to the business. It's just how you have, you know, built those locations to where you use every inch of space. I mean, could you talk about the efficiencies that you bring to a My Salon Suite?
Yeah, again, we take any space within a strip center, a mall, a big, again, second floor, first floor, basically any conventional space within a retail center, and then we reconfigure it into mini suites like offices. And then from that point, we configured it to whatever that individual within the health and beauty, whether it's a masseuse or nail, a massage expedition, anything beauty related. It's in general, and like the state of Texas considers it a mini mall for the beauty industry. So, again, we look at it as a community. Our members, we don't treat them as tenants, we treat them as members. And then, again, with us, we are also partnered. We have an equity partner, the Ratner Companies out of Virginia, that have 1,000 hair salons along the East Coast. So not only do we have a great product, we have terrific company as a partner that's been in the hair business for 40 years. So we understand completely how that process should work with the hair and beauty industry.
Oh, absolutely. I want to get into that rat in a partnership, but there's somebody here that wants to ask you a question personally.
Ken, it's terrific that you're a builder. I'm a builder too. It's fantastic. I love building things, engineering things. I just have a question. What does a typical day in the life of a franchisor look like?
A typical day in the life of one of our franchises, for the most part, once the store is open, it's not a traditional day where you're up from 9 to 5. So the first question is, how many days a week do you work? And it's really maybe one or two. And then, and for the most part, it's, you're really a property manager checking on the facility, assisting with the facility, doing site tours. But at the end of the day, you're just ensuring that property's working correctly and then assisting the folks that are already in the property to help them grow their business. So for the most part, like right now, and again, my wife works about 20 hours with two properties. One is, you know, the top two parties are either A, leasing new space, or B, assisting the people that are in the spaces to become more successful. And then if you want a full-time job, then you know, you're probably looking at 3 to 5 of these stores at one time, because you know 10 or 20 hours is just not a lot for a given week. It's not a single day. You can work probably 2 days a week, about 10 hours.
So anybody could really own this business and be the franchise owner, and you guys help with sourcing the beauticians or the salon owners. How does that work?
Yeah, so two different questions asked. Is one, yes, you can stay currently employed, working part-time. And then two, as far as recruiting, again, when we build them, it's kind of like that cliche, if you build it, they'll come. The property is it's been called somewhat of a disruptor to the salon industry, because it really facilitates all the issues that are negative in the industry and turns it 100% positive. Mm-hmm. So I was just recently at a conference up in New York City, and another brand name, you know, kind of pointed this out, that, you know, that, you know, we're a smaller, emerging, growing company. And, you know, here we're up in New York City, and this large company knew about our brand in the city at a very large meeting and pointed it out. So it really takes all the things that you traditionally go into a traditional salon, where it's like an open bullpen and different conversations, and it makes it more secluded, more quiet. And then the stylist, especially on both ends, for both men and women, you're in a private session like a doctor. And the stylists are incredible. I mean, they're extremely creative and extremely talented, and they just do a phenomenal job. And at the end of the day, when the consumer comes away from it, like Gina would love to come in our store, and when she leaves, she would have a whole different experience, because it was one-on-one, personal time, and she gets an absolutely gorgeous look when she comes out.
Sounds good to me.
I think Donald would say he would say something like, it's fabulous or something like that. That's terrific.
It's terrific.
I think that you would like it. And aside from hairstylists, don't you have other types of services as well that rent out your spots?
Yes, Tom, we do. They're again, anything in beauty related, massage, estheticians, nails, Botox, tanning, pick anything beauty related.
Botox, I'm in.
anything in that field that they've typically traditionally worked in a standard salon or spa, and that gives them an opportunity to become a completely independent owner, and then overnight. They're completely furnished, so they can come in overnight and become an owner within 72 hours.
That's amazing to me.
72 hours.
I love that. Yeah, it's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's such an interesting concept. It's so kind of new, and it is a disruptor for sure, because what it's allowing somebody who typically, as a beautician, what I know from the industry, not that I'm a beautician, but they would have to split a chair. So if you go into, you know, XYZ salon, everything that comes through the door, you cut somebody's head, you know, 50% goes to the owner, you keep 50%. Yeah. Here, this is your salon, you're keeping 100%, you're paying a couple of bucks per week to the franchise owner of the salon suite, but you have a room that's, you know, 100 by 200 square feet, and it's yours.
You're paying rent, right? Just it's, rent?
You're just paying rent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's great. So, and Tom, you're right on the money what you're really doing in any franchise, but specifically with ours, you're empowering people to become owners. You're empowering them with their time. And this is, I love talking about this in our presentations. It's a lifestyle business, not only for our franchise owners, because you could be down in the Caribbean and your store is still operating. You could be over in Europe. My wife, we're going to Europe for 10. I'm going for 10 days. She's going for 20. But who's going to be running the store? Well, the store is running itself. It's, you know, for the most part, it's, you know, on autopilot. So, cool. But then when the owners, the salon owners, absolutely love it because of the control that, you know, the gratification. It's like that first time you make your first $5 as a kid. That it actually, you can see all the excitement. I've had so many people come to our stores and say, I can't believe how positive environment you guys have created with all the solids.
Well, that's great, Ken. Hey, we're going to break for a commercial. Would you mind hanging on for a couple of minutes and we'll come back and talk more about My Salon Suites?
Yeah, as long as Donald's online, I'm on board.
All right.
All right.
Hang on. We'll be right back.
And now back to the Franchise Academy Radio Show with your host and small business and franchise expert, Tom Skarda.
Welcome back to the Franchise Radio Show. This is Tom Skarda talking to you live. Thank you for watching or listening to us and not watching the Mets or the Rangers. I think the Rangers are winning right now, which is a good thing. So we got Ken McAllister with us, and before we get back to Ken and My Salon Suites, I wanted to mention a little plug on myself. I released a book 2 weeks ago called The Road to Franchise Freedom. It's an e-book, and it's my third book, but it's a collaboration with my friend Matt, the franchise guy, Stevens, out of Ohio. And we put together a book that talks about the 21 misconceptions that people have when they're buying a franchise and how to avoid falling into that trap. And it's, you know, on Kindle, but if you email me at tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com, I'll send you a free copy, and you could get educated about franchises and the 21 mistakes not to make when you're looking for a franchise.
Well, since you're doing plugs, John Santa, what do you got going on?
I have a few shows coming up. And all my shows are on my website, johnsantocomedian.com. I have a show this Saturday, and I have a couple of fundraiser shows coming up that are on the website, and I'm in the Long Island Comedy Festival in Port Jefferson.
Yeah.
Two dates, July 6th, a Thursday night, and July 8th, a Saturday.
Port Jefferson, we were just talking about that.
Maybe Ken and his wife will fly up to see
there
the show.
There you go. Yeah.
It's a Theater 3, terrific theater.
Terrific.
Terrific theater. Holds like 300 people. We'll have 5,000 people.
We'll have lines outside.
Lines outside. They won't be, and the media won't cover it. They won't cover it.
Hey, Ken, you with us?
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for hanging on through our commercial break there. And wanted to talk a little bit more about My Salon Suites. And there's a couple of guys here from the cast of The Sopranos that wanted to talk about the no-show jobs at different franchises around the country, but we'll see how that goes. But so you're looking to open on Long Island. So what kind of we talked a little bit about the real estate and but what type of real estate? Do you guys need to be right on Main Street? Do you want to be right on Sunrise Highway or Veterans Highway? Where would you be situated?
In all the markets, it's the same, whether you're Atlanta or Long Island. You really evaluate the area you're in. So the ideal spot, first of all, you got to define it, we're a destination. So just Gina will tell you, wherever her stylist is, she'll find her. So in a traditional shopping center environment, we're typically anywhere in that center. We can be on the front, we can be on the side, we can be on a second story. So we're a little bit different than 90% of the retailers that need that front, where they need all the visibility, they need the foot traffic. The consumer, i.e. the Toms, the Dinas, the Trumps, they're going to find us. They're going to come around the side. They're going to get to our property and because that's where they're stalled. So we're what's considered a destination type of property. So anywhere in the center, pretty much we can be located.
So that means you could get property that's actually less rent than being right on Main Street. right?
Traditionally, that's 100% right, Tom. We look for the best real estate buy. In general, our company, our owners, we're like many developers. We're like many landlords. We're looking, instead of a 50,000 square foot building, we're developing a 5,000. So right. You got to think more like a developer, not a retailer. And then once you understand that concept, then it's actually pretty, our process is pretty straightforward on how to evaluate the market. So you go into a market like Port Jefferson or Islip, you evaluate the entire market, and you look for the right property in April 17th to 2017 that fits our demographic. And then the data, the market intelligence, will actually assist you in making that decision that, hey, this will work for me.
That's great. That's great. And John actually does market intelligence for a living when he's not making people laugh as a comedian. But go ahead, John.
Ken, this is Donald. I have a hypothetical question. If a president of the United States with a hair problem came into one of the salons, how would you handle that? I'm asking for a friend, obviously. Like, what kind of training do the people have to deal with a hair problem like that?
You know what, Ken?
It's a much deeper problem than that, Donald. Again, I'm not qualified to answer that. I'm not a scholar. But in our stores, the good news is when you come into our store, you've got 25 professionals that I can assure you one of those professionals actually can help you on multiple levels.
There you go.
Yeah. good answer. Good
terrific.
Answer.
Someone can do something.
Terrific answer.
But you know what, Ken? I think that, you know, I would jump off on that same spot and say, you know what? It depends, like you said, there's 25 different stylists minimum in one of those places. Sometimes you have 40, depending on the size, right?
That's right.
And as the franchise owner, the training of those people is not up to you at all. They're already licensed beauticians. So you're just a landlord. You don't have to do any training. You don't have to do any marketing. You don't have to get the staff to come to the salon. Like you said, you know, Gina will find her beautician, right?
Tom, yes and yes. First of all, the vast majority of the folks that come into our stores are seasoned professionals in that field, whether it's massage, esthetician, beautician, cosmetologist, whatever. It could be a barber. So they're typically seasoned anywhere from 3 to 10, 15, 20 years in the industry. Actually, about a third of the folks, last year our biggest growing sector were prior salon owners looking to relocate. They've been in the business for 3, 5, 10 years and just said, okay, I've had enough. And then when they come over, they bring, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 people with them. So so number one, yeah, we're looking for the season. We're that next step in a professional cosmetologist life cycle. They come out of beauty school. They start in some entry level position. They move into another position. They become more trained in those levels for 1 to 5 years. And at some point, just like the American way, they want to become an owner. And it's this mm-hmm. this model gives everybody that opportunity to become their own boss. Again, going back, yeah. it empowers them, gives them a lifestyle that really nowhere else can offer that for everybody in that store. So they're an instant owner. So we also, Tom, on the flip side, though, because they've been in a working environment where they didn't know how to run a business, they didn't know how to handle their taxes. We set up all kinds of classes professionally for them, and also we're connected with some of the largest hair companies in the country, Paul Mitchell, L'Oreal, that we're doing all kinds of local and state presentations, regional presentations for them to be trained. So, again, okay. it's an ongoing process that you just don't stop when you're 5 years in. Every year it's a growth process for them. You know, we're going to be there to help facilitate it. We don't actually do the work. We connect them, and we help facilitate their growth.
That's fantastic. Wow. That's great that you help them grow like that.
I had no idea. That's news to me. That's awesome.
Because it's not even just the franchise owner that you're helping. You're actually helping the individual people who are owning a business, right?
Gina, you're right. Actually, I know we're on radio, but that's the secret sauce here, is that when you understand that you're helping not the franchisee but the consumer that's behind the chair.
That's great.
If you can help 25 become extremely successful, the model then becomes a non-issue. Then the model will, by default, will become successful. So then the consumer sitting in the chair absolutely loves it, because that person behind the chair over the, you know, 1, 2, 3, 5 years. We have so many ladies that come in after. I have one lady that had been owned a salon for 10 years, and she said to me after the first year in her store, she goes, my customer base has grown, and my customers saying I'm doing a better job. And it really came down to the training, but also the focus, that she's focused on that individual at that time, and it's an experience for the person sitting. That's why I know we could ask for help, Donald. If he came in, I could fix that problem.
There you go, Donald. It's all
that's fantastic.
So know, does each salon only have one chair? Because I thought I heard you say they bring over five or six stylists with them. Or did they just share it, the hours or something?
All the above. We have singles, we have doubles, we have triples.
Oh, okay.
We'll basically customize it for the person. We have a program for somebody that, let's say there's two fairly new young individuals that are not quite at a single, then we have what's called a suite sharing where they can share the suite. One might take Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Saturday. The other might take Monday, Thursday, and Friday, and you know they split the week.
That's fantastic.
So they share it. So, and then there are other folks that come in that we actually have doubles where for two to people to work. We actually have a number of triples. Mm-hmm. And then we've had where they actually rent a whole corner of our property that they might rent three or four suites from us, and that becomes their little corner. So right. Again, they're all privately locked. Yeah, you know, they have 24-hour security. The folks love that too. Our properties are more luxury. You know, we're considered a premier salon suite, and when you walk in, it's just a different look and feel. And the security is extremely high. So they work from 10 to 6. Some work at 9 at night, and I can assure you, husbands, boyfriends, friends. They feel it's probably one of the most secure. It's like a condo in downtown Manhattan to get into. You have to buzz in twice, and there's locking doors, and it just gives them, a sense of, hey, I'm very safe in this property.
Yeah, that's great. I wanted to talk about that security, so I appreciate you bringing that up, because that's a big question I think that people would have is like, so do you know, how do you get in the place, and you know, do you need your own door person or something? So it's all electronic, right?
Yes, Tom, you're right. Again, it's like going into downtown Manhattan and you buzz in. Not only do you have an audio, but we have a video. So the My Salon Suite member in the store can see who's at the door, and they go, hey, Gina, come on in, and they unlock the door. Actually, again, one of our assets on our property, not only is it great for the stylist or the member in the store, but it's great for the owners. My wife could be in, again, down in Florida with family, and somebody locked themselves out of the suite, and she can actually remotely open the doors from her phone anywhere
that's
in the
so
country
cool.
as long as she has Wi-Fi.
Love that.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
We have that on our house now.
Yeah, right.
Well, which is fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a great thing. Did you want to say something, John?
No, I was just saying that was really cool.
It is very cool.
Thank you, John. That was very cool. Thank you. You're
welcome. That was almost an Elvis impression. But,
I was trying.
No, that's awesome. So, Ken, typically, you know, every franchise has a minimum net worth for their franchisees. What kind of minimum net worth would you guys require to open up a salon?
Yeah, most of the folks coming in our system, Tom, they're probably net worth minimum of $1 million up to, you know, 10, but minimum is $1 million. If you want to do one store, minimum of about $1 million with liquid cash of 150, 200.
That's great. And so that's the kind of business which is, you know, I look at it as a real, not changing your career. It's really an investment vehicle in the world of franchising. Would you agree with that?
I like to term it as a lifestyle because, again, lifestyle says that you have control of your time and your hours. So I use the word a lifestyle, that you have control. I love Uber guys. I'm going to pitch out the Uber guys. And, they when you talk to them, they love that job because they get in the car and they can flick on the switch and they're in control. Mm-hmm. And then when they want off, they flick the same thing in our stores. They come into the store, they can work from 10 to 4 and do 10 cuts and not work Tuesday and Wednesday. So it's all about control and empowering people to live their lives. It's a lifestyle business.
That's great. It's a fantastic thing. And are you guys international? Are you in Canada now?
Yeah, we're in Canada about a year now, and we're looking to grow up in that market also. Opportunities up there. Again, virtually anywhere there's obviously I make a joke about it that you can't export jobs for haircutting yet. So anywhere you are in the world, it's typically done on a local basis. So yeah, Canada's to me another terrific opportunity for our product up in that area of the world.
And the last question I have before we let you go is about your in-house financing. Do you guys have a special deal with a financing company? What's going on with that?
Yes, thanks, Tom. When you get into the financing, there's really three facets. One, you know, probably about a third of our owners self-finance. They just have the cash and they just build it with their own cash. You can do it through a 401k rollovers. There are a couple of companies. Actually, there are a number of companies out there can assist on that. And then we have a couple of companies out there, one specifically that we do a lot of work, Fran Fund, that because of our quality of our product and more so the predictability, and we have a special program through them that only a few people could really get. And so we have a franchise type of through the franchise community, Fran Fund. And then the last one, obviously, if you've really got a terrific net worth, you can actually go to your local banks and secure. Actually, my loans are through local banks, so I did them through banks like Capital One or Bank of America. So if you have really good credit and you have a great bank, you can go through your local commercial lender. So three points: A, you can do it self-funding; B, commercial; or C, we have industry franchising funding options for you.
So you're talking about Fran Fund out of Fort Worth, Texas. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was talking to Jeff and Sherry Sieber, the owners of that, and they are full support behind My Salon Suite. So, you know, anybody who's looking for money to get into a My Salon Suite, we have, you know, money readily available through that Fran funding vehicle. So that would be really, really great. We have somebody else who would finance it, right, John?
Yeah, this is Anthony Soprano. We have a no-application program for financing. There's no application, no paperwork.
No, that, we
love,
had to bring
Tony,
a little,
we love Tony.
We had to bring a little New York in for you, Ken.
We are on Facebook Live as we're doing this, and somebody just asked, who can I contact to learn more?
So the person to contact is Chris Neeb. But, you know, email me at Tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. Tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. And I can put you in touch with Chris Neeb or Ken McAllister directly for any kind of information about the franchise itself.
Hey, Tom, if you could add, too, if they come to our website, just have them note from this meeting so that we know where they came from, so that they had this radio. Hey, or the talk show, there'll probably be some listeners that might attempt through our website. So they'll eventually get to Chris Neeb, but absolutely, I think I know you're going to close this up. I'm going to shout out for everybody that, you know, I think what you guys do for the industry and individuals, if you're sitting out there right now, this is absolutely a terrific talk show that can empower you to pick not only our type of product, but there's 4,000 different products out there in the market that are absolutely terrific, and you guys do a great job on connecting people.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Ken, and I appreciate you calling in at this late hour. I know you want to be home eating dinner with your wife, and I appreciate you spending some time with us, and we'll see you down at the next International Franchise Association convention at the very least, if not sooner.
Very good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Bye,
all right,
Ken.
Thanks. We'll talk to you
soon.
Thanks,
Ken.
All right, and that was Ken McAllister, the CEO of My Salon Suites out of New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are expanding nationwide. There is financing available. That kind of business is available to someone who wants to keep their job and own a business on the side. And it's something that we call semi-absentee ownership. So you're putting in 10 or 20 hours a week and owning something that is a real asset. And you could keep it and have it pay you dividends into your retirement if you wish, or you could get it fully occupied and you could sell it for a nice fee. That's for sure.
So it's a great idea, isn't it?
New Orleans.
One word.
New Orleans.
I love it down there.
New Orleans.
I love it. I think New Orleans is probably my second favorite city in the United States?
What would be a first?
Well, New York City. What do you think is my first?
I just want to hear you say it.
New York City is my first. It's my love. Boston's up there, too, though. I love Boston.
Cool. I like New Orleans.
What about you? What's your favorite city?
I like New York.
New York.
I also like Washington. I live in both places now. It's terrific. I get to do both.
Well, California.
Well, California. I love California. It's fantastic out there. The food is great. The people are great. The traffic is horrible, but everything else is fantastic. I love it.
Governor Schwarzenegger, thank you very much for tuning in.
You're welcome for that. Thank you for having me here. I forgot to mention one of the plugs. Can I plug
something?
Oh, yeah, please.
So I'm doing a charity show on my all the details are on my website, johnsantocomedian.com. But I want to give a shout-out to laughtersaveslives.org, which does a lot of these charity shows, and I'm on a few of them, and all the details are either on laughtersaveslives.org or on my website.
That's our friend John.
John LaRocchia.
Yeah, we love John.
We had a big gala in March at the Museum of American Armor in Bethpage.
Really?
Joe Piscopo was on the show. It was great.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
But we weren't there. What the heck?
Well, because I wasn't on the show.
Ah.
Someone didn't invite me.
Hint, hint.
John LaRocchia.
Ooh, that's on the radio now.
Now the whole world knows. Oh, my God. All right. Well, I really want to thank John Santo for coming down tonight. And we're going to have more shows with John.
Yay.
He keeps us laughing. Gina likes to laugh.
Yes.
So this is a great thing. And so it's John Santo
Comedian. Comedian.com.
John Santo.
Yeah, JohnSanto.com was taken. JohnSantoComedian.com. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. And thank you, Gina, for putting up with me and being on the show.
You're welcome.
And this is the Franchise Radio Show, and it's franchiseradioshow.com. You can contact me at tom@thefranchiseradioshow.com. Get free franchise information. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Good night.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.